some good. Big Team Sal, 11:48 on the Fan. Huff is playing Saturday Night Music. A little Saturday Night vibe at home when the kids are sleeping, huh? Little baby making music here. All right, couple of one jet note. Get back to the Yankee calls as well. 3RQ coming up next segment. BT and Sound on the Fan. 888-808-1019. First, a Giant note. Now, I spent a lot of time on Stafford yesterday and what I think the Giants could do, what I think the Giants should do. This is all on, obviously, on the podcast. Free Odyssey app. Check it out. WFA on YouTube. You want to go watch it from yesterday. I think you guys will like it. Presented a lot of options. I'm all in. Well, I mean, maybe all in is strong, but I believe the Giants should absolutely go and get Stafford. $50 million seems like it's a lot of money. It's not. There's a $20 million increase in the salary cap. So I believe the Giants have thought and aligned themselves with that mindset now for a little bit. I believe that's their first target, and I believe that will be the right move. And I feel a little bit better about that opinion. I saw this tweeted a couple of hours ago. Now, Jordan Renan had this, obviously covers the Giants. He wrote from the combine, it's pretty clear after a couple of days in Indianapolis that the Giants' top priority quarterback is Matthew Stafford. See what happens with him and the Rams and move on from there. Yep. Listen, he's not going to be on the Rams next year. Just not. He's not. When you give somebody permission to seek another trade and talk about contracts, the writing is on the wall. He's gone. And, you know, I know that there's some hesitation there from Giants fans. Well, you know, they're not ready to win a Super Bowl, which I agree with. And now he's 37. This feels more like a Jets move. You guys need to have a functional offense here. You just do. Now, if you love Sanders, I don't know if they do. Now you start to see the Jets may be connected to Sanders at 7 if he falls. No, thank you. And not to diss the young man. I don't think he's as good as others do. But I think Stafford's a really good move. It stabilizes the building. He is a tireless worker. He's a locker room guy. He's a pro's pro. He's got juice in the arm. He can still go and win games. He'll elevate the building, elevate the young kids, neighbors, etc. Theo Johnson. That's what I would do. All right, so that's the Giants angle. This is not exactly news, but really just more of a reinforcement of how pathetic the Jets have been. So Rich Samini tweet this. Now, it's going to change with Mooch, hopefully, and Aaron Glenn. But Samini tweeted this earlier. The NFLPA just released its annual player report. The Jets did not do well. These are my words here. What a stunner. It's basically the annual player report card. All right. Things that jump out. Wow, the Jets actually have a pretty decent nutritionist and dietitian. B+, 13th in the NFL. The locker room is a D+, which to me is weak. I know MetLife is gross, but I think the locker room, I'm guessing they mean the structure and not the energy in the locker room. I think the Jets locker room, both at Floor and Park and at MetLife, is fine. I think it's pretty nice. I think it's pretty good. I would disagree with that. All right, training room, whatever. Training staff, whatever. Strength coach is B. Team travel, C+. What, they don't stay at a good enough hotel? See, some of this stuff is stupid. Well, the Woody's charter's not good enough. Yeah, Hoff, are you reaching for the mic? Go ahead.
No, I'm looking at
ownership.
Rosenblatt put out some stuff too.
Okay, get to that in a sec. Hold on. So this is Rich, and this is not his interpretation. This is just the literal ranking and the grade the NFLPA put out. So the only good grades would be the nutritionist and the dietitian, the strength coaches, and the head coach. I guess that's, it couldn't be last year, that's for sure. So it's got to be Aaron Glenn getting a nice B. But how about ownership? F. 32nd in the NFL. And, you know, listen, it doesn't change until it changes, until Woody can keep his fingerprints off this and keep his kids away. And we'll see. And I think he's going to start laying out. I hope. But they deserve that F. Now, who was it again?
So Rosenblatt has some similar things, but just a little bit more expanded with, like, quotes from the report.
Okay.
He said, like, rather than addressing concerns, players believe that management responded to feedback by making conditions worse.
Okay.
The Jets ownership grade dropped from a B- to an F, with Woody Johnson receiving the league's lowest owner score for contributing to a positive team culture.
And it was a B- last year at this time?
Yeah.
I mean, that was way off. Well, this seems more accurate. Sorry, Wood.
The players feel that Johnson does not contribute to a positive team culture, rank of 32 of 32.
But last year he did. That's what I mixed all that. Okay, so
well, maybe it wasn't as high as that.
Well, he did fire people mid-season, and the Rodgers met. Yeah, there was a lot of noise. I could see the drop, but I don't think it was ever as high as it shouldn't have been. Ever a B minus. I think the F is more reflective of who he's been so far. Unfortunately, what else
and,
we got?
And finally, owner Woody Johnson's average rating for perceived willingness to invest in the facilities is a 5.58 out of 10 from Jets players, a ranking of 32 out of 32 owners in the league.
I think that's unfair. Now, to say that I've been to all the other facilities, I haven't been, but you've been to the Giants facility. Have you ever been to the Jets?
Yeah, of course I've been to the Jets.
That's what I meant. You have not been to the Jets a million times at the Giants. I mean, not to diss the Giants facility. The Giants facility stinks. Honestly, the practice field stinks. It stinks.
But this is from Jets players.
No, I understand that, but I'd like to know, like, true. And it's obviously subjective. I'm not saying what they should grade it, but the only other one that I see regularly is the Giants. To me, the Jets Florham Park is like an A++. Florham Park is beautiful.
Have you been through the ins and outs, like the locker rooms?
Of the Jets?
And the training rooms?
The
and
Jets?
Stuff like that? Yes.
Many times. Okay. It's been a while.
Have you been through like Quest Diagnostic? Because I see that. I mean, they look really nice.
Yes, but not the training area, the dining area, some of the meeting rooms, the practice field. Enough to feel. It's not horrendous, but I'm just. It feels old. It feels outdated. It doesn't feel very rich. It doesn't feel befitting of the Giants, like that aura, like that Yankee like aura. It just feels a little less than. Now, I haven't been to many around the country. I was at the Lions years ago when they opened up that one in, what was that suburb in Detroit? I'm forgetting it right now. But that was a pretty nice facility when they moved from the Silverdome to Allen Park, maybe? Do I have that right? Deer Park, one of those. I don't know. Who cares? Just win, and you get A's. I'll tell you what does get an A. The host on WFAN ripping the Jets when they lose. That's about as good as it gets. Let me get Stevie in Bayside, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's up, Steve? Steve, you ready? Steve, let's go.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, buddy.
I'm ready. Look, for the people that are complaining about this roster, not loving it, the roster, they also have to remember this roster is not complete. And the Yankees and Brian Cashman, I thought, did an amazing job leaving himself a lot of optionality for future moves down the road. I don't know if people have noticed, but they've had Ben Rice catching in spring training.
Oh, yeah.
I think the plan is that they're going to have Goldie do no more than 4 or 5 days a week, Ben Rice backing him up, maybe getting some reps at catcher.
Yep.
Maybe Ben Rice can play 3 or 4 days a week. They see what they have in Ben Rice. They believe that the guy's going to hit. They think that he could be this year's Austin Wells. If they have that, then first base is solved for years and years to come. Same thing, third base, look, right now they're going to see what they have with LeMahieu, Cabrera.
They can wait and say they got nothing. Third base is a mess. Third base is awful.
So look, they're going to see what they have
They
there.
Got nothing. Let me spare everybody the suspense. Third base will stink until they
okay.
do something.
Well, you know, we're going to play that out.
Wait,
and look,
hold on a second. Play what out? You think DJ can play?
I haven't seen it in a number of years.
Yeah, Steve. Third base is by far the weakest position.
But look, to finish that thought, by mid-season, you don't know, maybe Vivas breaks out, maybe they have an internal option, maybe they go external and trade for somebody.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I said.
You know, look, somebody was asking Hal Steinbrenner the other day, they were saying that you know, how can you justify spending, I think, the same or less money after going to the World Series? He was like, well, hey, look, the season's not over. Tell me how much we spent at the end of the year, and then we can talk.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Steve. And that's what I said to start the show. That should be now, like today, enough for Yankee fans. Now, there's going to come a point where if that's the case and they need to address things and they don't, then that will not be enough, and it should not be enough. Awful World Series appearance. Right now, I'm fine with that. And I read a pretty good article on Ben Rice yesterday. And you do see this a lot over the years. God, I mean, even going back to when I was a kid, you know, so-and-so reported to training camp or spring training, the best shape of his career. He's ready for a massive bust out. And I saw something similar on Ben Rice yesterday where Ben Rice put on, basically 20 pounds of good functional upper body muscle weight. And, you know, it was good because it talked about how he hasn't caught in a while and how he really wore down a year ago and how he lost, you know, 15, 20 pounds and how, you know, he just had to get stronger. And, you know, some of the coaches said the ball's got a little more thump off his bat. Yeah, we'll see. I don't get too wrapped up in that. But I would at least say that Ben Rice is an option. You know, Goldschmidt is having a rough, you know, like a rough week, or you're facing a nasty righty with a tough slider. Sit him down. Ben Rice could play first base. Wells behind the plate. Like, you know, although I don't like the, you know, and Steve, don't take this the wrong way. The word optionality, doesn't it just drive you nuts? Do you hear that geek, the new Jacksonville Jaguars general manager? Did you hear this cut the other day? They played it on the morning show. Oh, my God. The phrases that this nerd was throwing out. It was like, dude, just speak like a human being. I'm not saying you can't be intelligent. You don't need to feign, you know, meatheadness if you're really smart. If you have a good vocabulary, you have it? Hold on. If you have a good vocabulary, use it. I love my words. But we have it. Just listen to this guy. I don't even know what his name is. With the Jaguars, their new GM. Go ahead.
We will prioritize people and players that are intangibly rich.
Oh, God.
And by doing so, they will elevate our ecosystem, our team, by being nothing more than themselves.
Oh, dude. Intangibly rich and elevate our ecosystem. Dude. I mean, I know you probably never put a hand in the dirt in your life. But you're not in the boardroom. Dude, you're a football executive. Just a little verbiage that people can relate to. Intangibly rich. And I know what he means, and it's actually a smart way of life. He's trying to find that abundance of players that are smart and emotionally invested and adaptable, whatever, coachable, the intangibles. Yeah, okay, great. So you're intangibly rich. Just say we want guys that, say whatever you want, but then I can say whatever I want when you say whatever you want. Intangibly rich. And the ecosystem's worse. Where do they get these people? That's the problem with sports. I mean, I know the Parcellses and those guys, the ones we love there. You know, Bill, of course, still with us, thank God. But, you know, the Shulas and the older, even Belichick. All right, I get it's a different day. Ecosystem? Ugh. If that guy was never hired by the Jets, I would have destroyed his press conference. Destroyed it. College hoops. Wait, we have 3RQ up next, right? Hoff? Good ones, bad ones? Scale of 1 to 10. What's the number on the 3RQ questions? Sal's very good at this. What's the number?
Compared to last time I did this, I think it's better, but it's still like a 2.5.
2.5. So, as always, Hoff is locked in.